Good afternoon. Showers will continue to overspread interior New York and New England and pass through during the afternoon. A frontal system draped off to our south and a wave of low pressure along the front responsible for the clouds and precipitation today. Where we are, north of the front, an onshore flow out of the east-southeast off the Atlantic Ocean will keep temperatures on the cool side with the damp weather, and temperatures will hold in the upper 50s and lower 60s on average for daytime highs. As we get into the evening hours, the showers will tend to break up as the wave tracks off the eastern seaboard. Still, though, with the front nearby, we'll have a lot of clouds, areas of fog and drizzle, and the occasional shower passing through. The front will work its way back to our north overnight tonight as well, and temperatures will stay in the 50s. As we get into the holiday tomorrow, skies will be mostly cloudy to start. But as that front continues to work its way to the north, we'll break out into more of the way of sunshine as we get into the late morning and early afternoon hours. So with a mix of sun and clouds and increased humidity, high temperatures will manage to climb into the middle and upper 70s. In this environment, we will run the risk at a passing shower or thunderstorm, but mostly dry weather for Memorial Day. Behind this system, high pressure will build in for the middle of the week and the beginning of the new work week, with mostly sunny skies on Tuesday and Wednesday. High temperatures will be in the lower 80s. The humidity level will come down during the middle of the week as that high pressure center builds in. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the south, where we will see the remnants of Tropical Storm Alberto heading in our direction and hooking up with some energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. The result will be some unsettled weather Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy skies all 3 days, with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is monitoring Subtropical Storm Alberto, located about 165 miles southwest of Tampa, Florida, with winds of 45 miles per hour. Alberto will continue a northward path over the next few days through the eastern Gulf of Mexico. Alberto is expected to strengthen into a tropical storm sometime tomorrow morning and will make landfall tomorrow evening. In the meantime, heavy rainfall will impact primarily Florida today, along with coastal Georgia and South Carolina. By tomorrow night and into Tuesday morning, as Alberto makes landfall, heavy rain will impact the Florida Panhandle and South Alabama. As the storm moves inland, the heaviest axis of rainfall is expected to also shift northward into central Alabama. Flash flooding is a concern with this storm. A moderate risk of flash flooding is possible for parts of the central Gulf Coast, especially late Monday night into Tuesday morning, as Alberto nears the coast and makes landfall. Isolated tornadoes are also possible in central and southern Florida today. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 107 degrees at Wink, Texas, to a low of 26 at Bodie State Park in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain, temperatures holding near 60. Boston cloudy with showers moving in, temperatures dropping back into the lower 50s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 73 degrees, the average low 51. The record high 94 set in 1914 and the record low 30 in 1969. Sunrise this morning was at 5:23 a.m., sunset this evening 8:23 p.m., 15 hours of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few scattered showers today and highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight, lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with a cool rain today, temperatures holding near 60. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows in the 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with showers today, temperatures holding in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight, lows in the 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, Cloudy and breezy with a cool rain today. Temperatures holding in the upper 50s. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight. Also areas of fog and drizzle with lows in the 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with showers today, temperatures holding in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight with lows in the 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, just a passing shower or storm in the mid and upper 70s. Mostly sunny Tuesday and Wednesday in the lower 80s. And mostly cloudy Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms all 3 days. Highs in the upper 70s to around 80 degrees. Have a great remainder of the holiday weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.